Adventures in Odyssey. What do you think of the sweater?
It makes you look fat.
What? You can't say that. You're horrible to shop with.
Exactly. Why did you invite me?
I don't know. All of my mall friends were busy.
Busy or not talking to you?
Let it go, Jared.
You'd be here with Mandy if you weren't still fighting.
I said let it go.
Would you guys stop? Just make up for crying out loud. You're annoying the rest of us.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Have you ever done any television work?
You mean like fixing them?
No. I mean being on television.
No.
Ollie, come here a moment.
Okay, I'm coming. And oh, my.
Yes, what an interesting look you have.
Your eyebrows are perfect.
Mm-hmm. And your nose.
Delicate, yet noble. Uh-huh.
I have a noble nose?
Absolutely.
Who are you?
I'm sorry. Oh, how rude. My name is Ollie, and this is my business partner, Genevieve.
Hello.
I'm Liz.
Yes, well, Liz, it is indeed a pleasure to meet you.
Indeed.
We are scouts for the Empirical Modeling Agency, and our job is to search out young women who have modeling potential. And I should love the opportunity to represent you.
You think I could be a model?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Hold it. You know, I've heard about people like you. This is a scam.
Look, we understand your friend's hesitation.
Yes.
And we shall certainly contact your parents first.
Why don't you take our card? Our offices are in Connellsville. Mm-hmm.
Don't take it, Liz. Anybody with eyes can tell that you're not a model.
Jared! I happen to have been told many times that I have striking features.
Oh, and you do. Young lady, your face could be on a magazine one day.
Mm-hmm. What kind of magazine?
UFO Monthly.
Quiet.
Give us a call,
Toodaloo.
Take care.
Bye. Ah. Jared, did you hear that? I'm gonna be a star.
This is Connie Kendall, and I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another adventure in Odyssey. Food courts, Mandy?
Food courts?
Yeah, it's like a library of food. Except, of course, you have to pay.
Connie, this way.
What? The men's restroom.
Just duck back in the hallway for a second.
What are we hiding from?
Liz, she was walking our way. I don't think she saw us, though.
Why are we whispering?
I don't know.
Mandy, this is ridiculous. I'm taking you over there right now, and you two are going to talk things out.
No! If she wants to make up, she should come to me.
She's not gonna come to you, unless she suddenly needs to use the men's restroom. Come on!
Excuse me.
Yes?
Have you ever done any television work?
No.
Hello, my name is Ollie, and this is my business partner, Genevieve.
Hello.
I'm Mandy.
I'm Connie.
Yes, well, Mandy, it is indeed a pleasure to meet you.
A pleasure.
We are scouts for the Empirical Modeling Agency, and we have been searching for fresh faces like yours.
You think I could be a model?
Oh, absolutely.
You probably say that to everyone.
Oh, we certainly do not.
No, we wouldn't say that to your friend here, for example.
You wouldn't?
No, your nostrils are uneven. But you, young lady, you have ideal nostrils and such a delicate smile.
And such lovely hair.
Oh, you definitely have a bright future ahead of you, Mandy. Oh, Mandy. Good, you're here.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Empirical Modeling Agency. I went over all the paperwork with your mother this afternoon.
Oh, good.
We'll get started in a couple of minutes. Why don't you sit down, make yourself comfortable? There's some water and fat-free mints over there.
Okay.
Thanks, you're a peach. Ah, another promising talent.
Liz?
Mandy? What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I'm joining the modeling agency.
You two know each other? Oh, how fun!
You mean we're gonna be working together?
Oh, very closely.
Great.
Hello, girls. Thank you so much for coming. Today, I shall be instructing you in grace and poise and the finer points of photogenics.
The finer points?
Then, we have got a very special surprise. The advertising agency we work with downstairs is shooting a hurrah hair commercial next week, and they need a model.
Oh, wow. A commercial? Like a real TV commercial?
Yes, indeed. And they need someone straight away. So today's session will actually be an audition of sorts. Mm. At the end, I shall be choosing one of you as the new hurrah hair girl.
Oh, boy.
We're competing against each other?
But of course.
It's a bit awkward, Genevieve. Mm. They're friends.
Oh, I see. But then, the life of glamour is always a competition of sorts, girls.
There you go.
Friendship has got to come second. Will that be a problem?
No.
Not at all.
Now, Mandy, looking straight ahead, pretending the book on your head is light as a feather, head held high, and smile.
Oh!
Yes, well, maybe more of a grin. Let's try it again, shall we?
Okay.
Ah, Jared, you're here. We're about to start.
Great.
Jared? What are you doing here?
Jared has been chosen to be in the Hurrah Hair commercial with you.
You're in our commercial?
I've been told I have the perfect forehead.
Yes, well, could you just sit down for a few moments, Jared? I need to work with Mandy a bit more,
Sure.
Now, pretend you're a princess walking amongst the lilies.
Jared, what are you doing here? You thought this whole thing was a scam.
Exactly, and I still do. That's what I'm here to find out. Call it undercover modeling. I'm going under what's called incognito. Now, I'm gonna need your help. Create a distraction while I bug the phone.
I'm not helping you.
Use this candle. Set your hair on fire.
Jared! I'm really sorry.
All right, now, girls. I should like to run your lines a few times with Jared and each one of you. And then I shall be ready to make a decision.
Liz got the part.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This just gives her one more thing to rub in my face. Oh, why are you pushing on your nose?
Huh? Oh, must be a subconscious thing. You know, ever since they told me my nostrils were uneven.
Hi, Connie.
Oh, hi, Liz.
Oh, Mandy.
Hello. Why aren't you at your commercial shoot?
They're shooting in McAllister Park. I'm going over there now. I thought I'd come in and see what you think of my outfit and stuff.
I think you look great.
Thanks. I'm sorry you didn't get picked, Mandy.
I'm sure.
Hey, I'm just trying to be nice here. Why do you... I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, Liz.
Do you think she was rubbing it in my face?
Mandy, you've got to let this go.
Hold still, Liz. What do you think of the hair, Genevieve?
Oh, just perfection, Ollie. You are a master. Liz, this could be the beginning of a wonderful career for you.
You really think so?
Oh, definitely.
You'll never again walk down the street unnoticed. Everyone will say, there she is, the hurrah hair girl. I wish I was her.
Oh, they won't do that.
In their minds, they all do that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I've always wanted to be famous. Can I see my hair?
Of course. There's a mirror on the vanity.
Mm. I can't wait. It's horrible. What did you do? It's greasy and stringy and gross and...
Perfect.
How can you say that?
Liz, maybe we did not make this clear. At first, you play a girl in the commercial who does not use Hurrah shampoo.
What?
Yes, and then the boy you like tells you all about Hurrah hair.
Hurrah!
The boy I like? Who is that?
That would be me.
What? I like Jared?
Of course. What's not to like? Look at his hair. It's a work of art.
Yes.
That's right.
I can't do this. Jared is the boy I like, and he gives me advice on my hair? I'll never live it down. I'll be the laughingstock of the entire school.
Ooh, nonsense. You'll be the envy of your school.
Mm-hmm. I'm not doing this. I can't be in this commercial.
What?
Oh, you're not going to be in the... You and your mother signed a contract.
Yes.
My mom told me there was some kind of clause if I didn't want to do something.
Look, Liz, you have got to be in this commercial.
Yes.
We are ready to go, the camera people, the lighting people, and we need to do it now.
Right now.
Well, you're going to do it without me.
Someone has to play this part. Listen,
Liz... Find somebody else. I'm not going to be everybody's punchline.
Who could we possibly find now?
Mandy. She's right next door at the ice cream shop. She'd be a great ugly hair girl. You might not even have to do anything with it.
Well, she's better than no one, I suppose. Let's go get her.
Yes, let's.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
I can't do anything with my hair.
You should have Hurrah hair.
What do you mean?
Here, try my shampoo.
You do have great hair.
I know. I use Hurrah hair products. It gives me great bounce and shine. And look at this style. And it even smells better than it looks.
It smells like dew on an early morning.
You should try it. That is if you dare to love your hair.
I do. Wow, check me out.
Like I told you, great bounce and shine.
Because I dare to love my hair.
Hurrah!
Hurrah hair products. Available at all fine salons.
It's this building right here, Empirical Modeling Agency.
Oh, okay.
Why are you flaring your nostrils?
I'm exercising them. It's supposed to even them out.
And you say I need to let things go?
Hey, Mandy, you're awesome in that commercial.
Thanks, Kristen.
Will you say it?
Well...
Please?
All right. Because I dare to love my hair.
Awesome! Bye, Mandy.
Bye.
How many times have you said that today?
More than I care. But it's really nice, you know? I didn't know whether or not people would like it. I half expected them to make fun of me. Oh, there's Ollie. Ollie!
Hi, Mandy!
I was just coming by the office to pick up my check.
Ooh, I mailed your check yesterday.
Oh, good. Thanks. So are they going to be filming any more Hurrah commercials soon?
Actually, well, they filmed one yesterday.
Yesterday? Without me?
Yes, they used a girl from the Starlights agency.
You mean I'm not the Hurrah girl anymore?
Sorry, that's the way this business goes. Everybody's looking for a fresh face.
But you said I had a future in this business. You chose me as the Hurrah girl because you said I had natural beauty.
Well, actually, you became the Hurrah hair girl by default.
What do you mean?
Well, Liz bowed out at the last minute and told us to use you instead. Said you were better for the part.
She recommended that you use me?
Yes. Well, maybe we should hire her as a scout. Well, I'll see you later, Mandy.
Bye.
Ta-ta.
I can't believe Liz gave me the part, even after I was so rude to her.
Well, that's what friends do, Mandy. They forgive. Hey, I could drop you off at Liz's house if you want to talk to her.
I don't know.
You told me that if she wants to be your friend again, that she needs to come to you, right?
Right. She didn't come to me.
But she's making an effort. It's close enough, isn't it? You remember when she was your best friend? You really want to blow all of that on a technicality? Come on, what do you say? I'll get it!
Oh, Mandy. Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
I heard about what you did.
What did I do?
Told Genevieve and Ollie to give the commercial to me.
Oh, yeah.
That was really nice.
I guess so.
After all the horrible things I said to you, why did you do that?
Well, I knew you'd be good for the part.
That's not what I'm talking about. Why did you treat me like a friend when I didn't treat you like one?
I don't know.
You know who I saw yesterday?
Who?
Seth. I can't believe he's the reason this whole fight started.
Me either.
I looked at him. He was the exact same person as he's always been. But I started asking a question.
What?
Is a boy really worth losing a best friend over?
I don't think so.
Me either. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. So, is that it? It feels like we need to do more.
More? For what? To be friends again?
Yeah.
No. Good friends just move on, I think.
Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Set. Go!
What are you guys doing? You know, slurping contests aren't very ladylike.
I win!
Oh, man.
Ouch. Brain freeze.
This is really a silly game.
You're just saying that because you've never beaten me.
No, I'm saying that because it's a silly game. And I'm stuffed anyway. We ate too much. How much did you eat?
A lot. We went to the mall.
Oh, yeah. Food courts are great.
Especially when you have so much to spend after earning millions from your modeling career.
What? She's joking. I got my first check today. After agency fees, insurance, cosmetics, hairdressing, and the vases I broke during posture training, my check was for a whopping $1.87.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's already 5 o'clock. I gotta get home. See you at church tomorrow, Mandy?
Yeah, sure.
All right, bye.
Bye, Liz.
You guys seem to have had a good time.
It was like nothing ever happened between us.
Mandy, I'm glad you're here.
What's the matter, Jared?
You've got to get out of that agency.
Why?
I've got hard evidence that they're using you like a fresh Kleenex.
Colorful metaphor.
Thanks.
What hard evidence?
When we were filming the other day, I was wired.
You mean you recorded them?
Every word. Listen to this.
Listen,
find
Liz.
Somebody else. I'm not going to be everybody's punchline.
Now, who could we possibly find now?
Mandy. She's right next door at the ice cream shop.
Too far back. Hang on.
Wait. I want to hear that.
The good part's coming up.
Give it to me.
She'd be a great ugly hair girl. I might not even have to do anything with it.
What?
Uh-oh.
She only wanted me to have that part to embarrass me. How could she do that?
Mandy.
And she didn't even tell me.
Look, don't overreact.
I was friends with her for 5 hours today, and it was all a lie.
Yeah, but you were friends. Didn't you have a good time? Didn't you miss it?
Yeah, but... Yes.
Well, isn't that what really matters? Wouldn't you rather just go back to being friends?
No.
Let it go. Forgive her.
She doesn't deserve it.
You're right. She doesn't. That was an awful thing for her to say about you. But she's your best friend. Forgive her anyway.
I don't know.
When you're talking about friendship, Mandy, it doesn't have to make sense.
Liz, what are you doing here? I thought we weren't going to meet until tomorrow.
I needed to come by and tell you something.
Okay.
I want to apologize.
You do?
Yeah. This is hard, but there's something you don't know. I didn't give you the commercial to be nice. I gave it to you because I was too embarrassed to play the part myself.
I know.
You do?
Yeah. Did Jared or Connie give you the heads up?
I haven't talked to either of them.
Oh. So, why didn't you tell me before?
I wanted you to be my friend again.
So why are you telling me now?
Because I know if you want to be somebody's friend, you have to be honest.
I'm still mad at you.
I know.
And I know you're still mad at me.
A little bit, yeah.
It doesn't seem worth it.
What doesn't?
I think I'd rather have a friend than a grudge.
Me too. So, what do we do now?
We should go to the mall.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm really tired of going with Jared.
Actually, I'm thinking we need to bring Jared along.
What?
You think I could be a model?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Ollie, have you ever seen more beautiful ears?
Never.
You know, darling, I could see your face on television.
Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. Hey, Genevieve.
Ollie.
Hey. Oh, look who's here. Mm-hmm. The famous hurrah hair girl and boy.
Hello.
This is Mandy, Jared, and someone I can't remember the name of.
Liz.
We launched them, you know.
Yes.
Would you mind if we followed you around this afternoon?
Excuse me?
We just like to make sure you're telling people the whole story.
About how much money your clients actually make.
And how you use them and throw them out by the curb like Thursday's trash.
Thursday's trash?
That's not us.
No.
Well, that's the fickle eyes of the public.
Yes, yes it is. But that should not ever happen to you, dear.
I don't think I'm interested. Bye.
Wait.
Come back, darling.
Did we tell you how much we like your cheeks, though? Genevieve, have you ever seen more perfect cheeks?
No, not a bit, Ollie. Not since Alvin and the chipmunks.
In the book of Genesis, the two brothers Jacob and Esau had a bitter argument. In fact, Jacob did something so terrible that he was afraid Esau would kill him because of it. Jacob ran away and stayed away for many years because he was so sure that his brother hated him. But in Genesis chapter 33, Jacob and his brother met again. Jacob was nervous that Esau would still be holding a grudge. But when they met, it says that Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him, and then they wept. The years had taken away Esau's anger, and more important than a grudge, he realized how much he missed and loved his brother. I am glad that Liz and Mandy realized the same thing, that the friendship meant more than holding a grudge. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Split Ends was written by Kathy Buchanan and Marshall Younger, and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Katie Lee, Lauren Schaffel, Arya Curzon, Brandon Gilberstadt, Ari Ross, and Kat Cressida. Our sound designer was Bob Luttrell. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.